go to clear.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs, and we're going to be spending the next half hour with you. And here we go, everybody. Mwah! And we're kissing September goodbye today. And I don't know about you, but I have enjoyed the cooler temperatures that we had over the last week or so. I enjoy those a great deal. And now we're starting to break out the fall decorations and all of those sorts of goodies. So get ready, because it's less than 3 months now until Christmas, and October, November. Yeah, three. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to see some new challenges. I'm tired of looking at the ones from this year. So praise the Lord. We've got exciting things that are coming up in 2021, and believe that God is going to show himself mighty on our behalf once again in 2021. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And if you've got a block or a concrete situation that you are dealing with, there's lots of construction that is going on right now. You don't want a fly-by-night company. You don't want somebody who may be taking advantage of you or doesn't know what they're doing. So I encourage you to call the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, and they will put their hard work ethic, their expertise, and their decades of experience to work for you to get your job done right, to get it done quickly, to get it done professionally, and you will be able to move forward with the rest of the project knowing that you've got to have a good solid foundation in place. So if you call Greg, 321-536-5804, tell him you heard about him on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So today we're once again going to be talking about the what the Gentiles seek after, and we're not seeking after the same things they crave and search intently for. The things that they have a demand for are what they've deemed essentials, what they think that they need. I don't know about you, but there have been times when I thought that I had a problem all straightened out. I mean, I had the solution. I knew what it wasn't, and I knew what it was. And when I ended up taking it to the professional, what it wasn't was what it was, and what I was confident it was not it at all. And we need to allow God to be the one that defines our needs and our essentials in life. And so today we're going to be in Acts chapter 13. We're not concerned about the food issue or the clothing issue or the shelter issue. God's going to take care of all that. We, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are searching for and seeking for something entirely different. We're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things will be added unto us. So today we're going to take you to a little discussed story in Acts chapter 13 and verse number 6. So Paul and Barnabas are being sent out by the Holy Spirit. And in verse number 6, it says this: "Now when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. So Paul and Barnabas, in their travels, they end up before this proconsul by the name of Sergius Paulus. And I don't know about you, but if the Holy Spirit inspires someone to write in the eternal word of God that you are an intelligent man, I think that's a pretty good compliment. And, you know, I want to just encourage those of you who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ with this admonition, and that is, a lot of people will accuse you of being faulty mentally because you've put your faith in Jesus Christ. I want you to know that you did not check your brain at the door. Actually, your brain began to function correctly once you put your faith in Jesus Christ. All of a sudden, there were new priorities. There were new thought processes. God says his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So don't just think that you do not have to grow intellectually. That's intellectual is not excluded from being a believer. I believe that believers ought to be the counselors of society, not the uninformed of society. So we need to use our brains for the purpose that God has given them to us. And it says that Sergius Paulus called for Barnabas and Saul, and he sought to hear the word of God. So this man, who was in a position of authority, he actually invited Barnabas and Saul, called Paul, to proclaim to him the word of God. You know, when Jesus was walking the earth, there were some Greek believers, and they came to the apostles and they said, Sir, we would see Jesus. We would see Jesus. Now, I will tell you that the word of God has tremendous authority. And when someone says, I want to hear the word of God, we can't give them something else. That's not going to work. There's a thing in marketing, and it's a prohibited sales technique, and that's called the bait and switch, where they lure you in with the promise of one thing, with the purpose being that once they get you in the store, that they are going to switch you to a more expensive item. We need to be very forthright in the church in saying, look, what we have, we do not have philosophy of men. We have the living word of God, and there needs to be a hunger in the people of God. I will tell you this, if there is not a hunger in the people of God for the word of God, there's not going to be anyone that is testifying before unbelievers that would create a hunger in them. You know, have you ever had something and somebody said, you know what, that looks really good. I think I want one of those as well. I forget where I was. I went out to a restaurant someplace. It may have been when I was out of town for a wedding. I'm not sure. And when we ordered from the menu, all three of us at the table ordered the exact same thing. It was like, That's what I want. That sounds good. I'll have that. That sounds good. I'll have that. Well, we need to taste and see that the Lord is good. We need to be searching for the word of God. this guy had a desire, he had a longing, and so he invited believers who were anointed by the Holy Spirit and dispatched by the Holy Spirit to come and share with him the Word of God. I will also tell you this. If you are looking for someone to teach you about faith, don't look to a person who doesn't have faith. Look to a person who does have faith. If you are looking to learn the Word of God, if you're looking for the Word of God to make a difference in your life, I don't know what was going on in this man's life, but I know there was something that was going on, and he said, you know what I need? I need to hear what God has to say about this situation. The Holy Spirit had created an appetite in him, and Paul and Barnabas were there to proclaim the Word of God to him. But this proconsul, he had a advisor, a person of influence, who was not of God. It says that he was a sorcerer. I will tell you that there are demonic spiritual activities as well as godly spiritual activities. But their strength is not anywhere in comparison. Anytime that the devil manifests himself or a demon manifests, they always leave defeated. They always leave defeated. And so this sorcerer, this person of influence, he also had a goal. Now, mind you, he is not the proconsul. He is not the person of authority. He is a advisor, if you will. And he showed up with an agenda. And so his agenda was to turn the proconsul away from faith. So let me just throw some things out there from a practical standpoint before we get into the spiritual application. And that is this. Everybody has opinions. Everybody has choices that they would like to make. They've got things that they would like to see done. But not everybody is in the position of authority. And so if the person in authority has a desire, something that they are seeking after, and you've got a conflicting desire or something that you are seeking after, it is not your place to try and change what they are seeking after, especially when what you're seeking after is diametrically opposed to what they are longing for. So in this person's case, the proconsul wanted to hear the Word of God. This influencer wanted him not to become a person of faith. And so he began to wield his influence to try and deter him from fulfilling what he was looking for, and that was hearing the Word of God from Paul and Barnabas. So if you're on the job, remember who the person of authority is. Like, I will say this. Many times we think that we're looking to get God to bless what we are doing when we really need to find out what God is blessing and do what he is blessing. So there's a lot of different applications in this realm. We see it playing out on a political scale pretty regularly over the past several years, where there are people behind the scenes and they're actually trying to change the direction that the person in authority wants to go. And then when it doesn't happen, they're all upset and think that there is some sort of betrayal going on, all because they didn't get their way. We need to remember to keep things in order. There's a thing in relationships called inordinate affections. And it doesn't mean that the affection is bad. It just means that it is out of order. And so there are people who are in their relational dynamics. They have put certain activities before the covenant relationship that is required by God before those activities are supposed to take place. And so their affections are out of order. It leads to disorder, it leads to chaos, and it leads to heartache. So we need to remember what the chain of command looks like. Now, I want to say this about Elymas and his serious attempts to prevent this person from hearing about the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a personal confession. I do not understand the goal of atheistic evangelism. I don't understand why a person who says there is no God, that's literally what atheist means. A means no. Theist is a person who believes in God. An atheist is a person who does not believe in God. I do not understand the motivation as to why a person of that mindset wants to deprive another person of their relationship with God. There is nothing to be gained. An atheist says there is no God. There's no proof of that. There's a lot of things they've got to explain away. I tell people that I don't have enough faith to believe in evolution. I'd have enough faith to believe in a creator. And because to me, by the time you put in all of the variables that are necessary for something to just happen by chance, I just don't have that kind of faith. But I've seen a whole lot of things. I'm looking at a tremendous number of things here in this room right now that every one of them had a designer, had an architect, and had a creator. So everything that I see that is functioning right now is because it was built and put together by someone who had a divine purpose for it. But if you don't believe that there is a God and you don't believe that there is anything after this life and there's no purpose for this life, then what does it matter if another person has a different opinion? Because once you die, you're not going to be saying, ha-ha, see, I told you so. There's nothing to be gained there. A person who does not believe in God is a person who has no hope. And so there's not a source of joy. If they do not believe in God, there's not really a source of love in their life. There's not a tremendous amount of things that they have to offer. You say, well, I just don't like people believing things that aren't true. Well, you again have not proved that things are not true. Evolution is not a fact. Evolution is a theory. It's called the evolutionary theory. There are a lot of people who believe it, but it is still a theory. They've not been able to duplicate it. They've not been able to scientifically engineer it. And so it is a theory. But it is a theory that has legal enforcement behind it. And, you know, there are things that we have that are theory that are prevented from being taught to individuals. So I don't get the purpose of what an atheist is hoping to accomplish in turning someone else away from faith. Now let's pit that in opposition against what a messenger of Jesus Christ, an evangelist, a person who brings good news is doing. A person who is bringing the good news of Jesus Christ says, look, I was a hopeless sinner, but Jesus came and shed his blood so that my sins would be taken away as far as the east is from the west. And so now you've got a message that you are able to share with people that says, you know what? If you've done wrong things, that doesn't mean that you are disqualified from a relationship with God. That means that Jesus came to make that relationship possible. An evangelist says, look, we have hope and a future that has been given to us by God, that he wants us to live with him forever, that there is something after this life. So where an atheist, if they are right, there is nothing to be gained, but if they're wrong, there is everything to lose. For a Christian, what we believe is that we have everything to gain And there's really no downside to believing, you know. So if God never did another thing, living as a Christian is the highest quality of life that you can lead. It's filled with love. It's filled with faithfulness. It's filled with righteousness and joy and peace and hope and a future and purpose. There's tremendous thing. And so we have a different message entirely. So Elymas is seeking to turn this person away from the faith, but the Holy Spirit wasn't going to allow Elymas to stop his work from taking place in Sergius Paulus's life. And so Paul looked intently at him. Remember, the things that we are seeking for are because we're intently seeking for them. We're very intense about it. And he says, you are full of deceit. Okay? These people who want to turn people away from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to the Father. No one comes to him but by Jesus. He says, you are full of deceit. Messengers that do not believe in God and want to turn people away from God are filled with lying. We need to be filled with truth. Okay? Don't be afraid to step out and call out deception. He said, all deceit and fraud, you son of the devil. that's a pretty bold statement. So, you know, the how to win friends and influence people, that's not exactly what was going on here with Paul. But Paul was not after a friend in Elymas. He was after the soul of Sergius Paulus. He said, you enemy of all righteousness. We're going to talk more about righteousness tomorrow, but this is what a person who does not believe in God is. They're filled with deception and fraud, and they do not have the right attitude towards righteousness. They are fighting righteousness instead of fighting for it. Will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And so he says, you're going to be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately Elymas lost his ability to see. That is a world changer. It is a perspective that you're not familiar with. I remember watching a program. It was in black and white. That's how old it was. And I think it was done in the 50s or the 60s. And our ability to see and perceive things is really complex. So from what I have been told, I'm not an ophthalmologist, I'm not an optometrist, but I just from what this program said all those years ago, is that our human eye actually receives input upside down, and our brain turns it right side up so that we are able to walk and navigate. And so this program that I watched, they gave this person these special glasses that flipped the vision 180 degrees. So everything that was up was now down, and everything that was down was near up. And at first the person could not see, could not walk. They were stumbling around. But before long, their brain had corrected all of that sort of stuff, and they were getting around. They were able to walk around just like they were before. God wants us to be able to perceive. And now this person, he couldn't walk, and now he was seeking for someone who could lead him. I don't know at what point in time you will come to it in your life, but we need a Savior. We need a Lord. We need someone who is going to lead us in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. We need a shepherd. And so Elymas suddenly found himself, instead of a person of influence, he was seeking somebody who would lead him by the hand. I don't know whatever happened to Elymas in his spiritual condition, but I can tell you what happened with Sergius Paulus. You see, he didn't just have a desire to hear the word. He didn't have just somebody who was going to come in and teach the word, but he actually got a spiritual demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit and the word of God with what happened when Elymas tried to prevent him from putting his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Once that demonstration took place, the proconsul believed. The very thing that Elymas was trying to prevent was the very thing that God wanted and the very thing that Sergius Paulus was seeking for and obtained that day. When he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. A lot of people live their life, and if they ever face any spiritual opposition, they want to throw up their hands and say, this must not be God, and they change course. I want to encourage you that if you know what God has placed a longing for in your heart, like this man of authority, he wanted to hear the word of God. The Holy Spirit was working on him. And all of a sudden, opposition came to what he was seeking after. If he had just thrown up his hands, he would have had a much different eternity than what he has now. Don't throw up the white flag of surrender to the devil. You're not meant to surrender to the devil and his deception and his opposition. You are meant by Jesus Christ to be more than a conqueror. And so stand firm on the word of God. Believe the word of God. And when you have a person in your life and they're open to hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, share the word of God with them. Share the word of God and say, you know what? This is how Jesus worked in my life. Testify to the goodness of God. You'd be amazed. One of the great tragedies that I've heard is that many people, most Christians, never lead anybody to Jesus Christ. Let's change that in Brevard County. Let's allow the word of God to dwell richly in us. Let's make our mouths available to God to say, God, if you open the door for someone, for me to share the word of God with someone else, I'm going to share it, and we're going to see souls forgiven and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The kingdom of God is not done expanding in Brevard County. Let's do our part to see people put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to invite you out. We do have our Wednesday night Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock. Also, during the month of October, we are opening up our Sunday night service as a prayer meeting. We are praying for our country. It desperately needs a move of God. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh
Radio
Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Jesus, Redeemer.